XS Mobile listening.
XS, chain 4, BWA. What's up, Bubba?
Hey, Flyboy, what's going on? How'd you do it today with your plane?
Man, it was a beautiful morning. It was not blistering heat. It was just perfect temperature. The winds were down. It was just a great day in the neighborhood for flying.
I had some fun. I'm in a little bit of a noisy area here. Down here in Simpsonville, and I think Georgia Avenue, I think I'm on. I'm not really sure what road I'm on.
I was just going to say, you said you had to be at work. I almost said that four-letter word. Golly. Man, you're a bad influence.
What are you going to do, you know? Somebody got to climb under the homes and fix these things, you know?
Well, I'm going to claim Jimmy status. The knees just don't do that anymore.
That way, because he and I put this system in just about a year ago, and it's already got a leak in the evaporator coil. I'm a little bit unnerved about that.
You know, QC on production in the last couple of years has been right in the crapper because production has had such problems. So I don't buy no cars. I don't buy nothing that I don't absolutely can't repair. And when things get normalized again, and the supply chain normalizes out, that's when I'll start buying equipment again.
The proper way to say that is if supply chains normalize again. If. Big if.
Yes, sir, you're right. And, anyhow, I won't get on my soapbox and start griping and complaining this morning about the entire unnecessary situation that we're in. So, anyhow, I'm headed for Simpsonville myself.
Say one time.
I am headed for Simpsonville myself.
Yeah, I'm just leaving down here. I'm going to be jumping on 14 here in a minute.
A few weeks ago, I found myself lawnmower, riding mower, poor. I had two snappers, a Husky, a Husqvarna, and my Big Cub Cadet. And retired the Husky, sold the engine off of it, and retired the rest of it. Put the Husky back, the Husqvarna back in shape. And I'm giving one of my buddies a old snapper riding mower that's in good shape again.
Today, that's cool. Excellent.
Lunch and maybe fuel to bring it down there.
You're a good man, Steve. You're a good man. I don't care what anybody says about you.
Hey. Hey, did you hear in that conversation yesterday when I popped in to talk to David KB4 CBA? I got called a queer.
Oh, you were telling me about that. Oh, yes. You did say something about that.
It was a badge of honor.
Then.
You know what? It's going to be nice whenever things do finally get back to normal, or somewhat thereof. Hey, did you hear about that comedian, Dave Chappelle?
No, what happened?
Paco attacked him on stage at the Hollywood Bowl in L.A.
Or?
Don't know. Nobody knows yet. He's hospitalized where the cops got him, and Jamie Foxx came in to help Dave Chappelle, and apparently the attacker got the way short end of the deal because he got roughed up a bit. But anyhow, the long and the short of it, some of the news entertainment media outlets are calling it a Will Smith event. That because of Will Smith, all the wackos out there think they can do the same thing. Everybody's piling onto that poor guy.
Gosh. What is wrong with people? I just don't get it sometimes.
Apparently, having at least three or four movie projects canceled on him, including Disney canceling on him on a movie. And, heck, I was going to go see a couple of his movies because he stood up.
I don't know the whole story behind it. I know he went up on stage and slapped a guy on stage because he made reference to his wife's infidelity or something. So I don't know, you know, you don't really know the full story, you know. Was it a publicity stunt? Was it real? Who the heck knows?
Apparently it was real, and what he was making fun of was his wife's alopecia, which means that she's lost her hair, and basically she just gone ahead and what little hair she had left, she shaved her head. And I can imagine that would be a sensitive subject to any woman, but the second or the third occasion that Chris Rock had pulled that same stuff to use it as a way to get applause or a joke out. Hey, that's not cool.
No, not at all. You know, I tell people, you know what? Make fun of me, break my chops, we'll leave my family alone.
You know, I don't care what the circumstances are. You go after one of my family, you're going down.
I agree. Leave the family alone. You know, you want to joke? Joke with me. Not, you know, don't make fun of my wife. Don't make fun of my kids. Nothing. You know, it's not. It ain't kosher. You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean. And I tell you something else, too. Maybe, and I, you know, it's a two-edged sword. It's promoting violence. But you know what? If some of these Hollywood types knew that there was a price to pay to make fun of someone at someone else's expense just to get a laugh, maybe they would back off on some of that stuff a little bit.
I get that. You know, I grew up in the days of Don Rickles and Buddy Hackett and all them, and, you know, but you knew what you were getting into when you went to go see Don Rickles or Buddy Hackett. You knew, you know, you knew exactly what was going on. But, I don't know. I just don't get it sometimes.
You're right. Oh, well, in the meantime, I wish I could tell you about some other stuff going on, but it's going to be fun. Yeah, I wish I could tell you. Man, it's going to get interesting. So, man. So what else are you doing today around lunchtime?
I'm actually heading to a customer's house, and two customers' houses in Greer right now. Back. Just checking something real quick that I took care of. And they live right near my house. And another one is a new customer. They had a package unit put in their house 3 years ago for over $10,000. And it has not run right since the package unit was put in. And I guess the company is not returning their phone calls, or they're not backing their work up. I don't know what the heck's the problem. So I'm going there to see what I can do with it.
Well, that they'll expect you to do it under warranty.
No. These are actually, they're friends of our daughter-in-law, the lady and her husband. They work the farmers markets and stuff, and they do the big lemonade thing. And they understand that I'm coming in as a consultant. So, you know, there's going to be some cost involved.
Straightforward manner.
I'll try like heck, you know. I'll try like heck. All I can do is do my best, you know. Get my most honest opinion and do my best.
There you go. Man. Well, in the meantime, I am going to go do my stuff, and I'm going to try to find somebody to have lunch with. And then I'm going to come on back to the house. I still got a little bit of stuff to do on that Husqvarna. I might as well go come back home and work on it some. Oh, golly, I used that word again. Ah!
guy. You funny guy. Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I'll catch up with you tomorrow, and we can talk about a few things.
And two cameras, and I'm going to pick up a light bulb today. I've got a feeling all we got to do is just stick a light bulb in that thing.
I hope so. But we'll check it out. We'll check it out. But anyway, I don't know where you're at, but I think I'm on Pelham. Am I on Pelham Road or am I 14? No, I think I'm on Pelham. And I'm going to be turning on 14 here shortly.
All right, well, I am on Highway 357 coming up on Joe's Dugout Grill that closed. Do you know that?
Oh, that's why that three-way stop there, right?
Yeah, I miss Joe's Dugout. I mean, it was a nice little place, but... And they served up some really good food, but they couldn't find anybody to actually work. So they had to close it up. They finally gave up and just said, hey, you know, going home.
That's a shame, because I heard that place was pretty good, you know. Yeah, oh well. Such is life. I know they run an air conditioning company out of the back of it, I think.
It's a plumbing company.
Well, Sally said that when she drove by one day to go pick the kids up, you know, the grandkids, she saw a van back there I guess it had a sticker on it or lettering on it for an AC company, and she's seeing AC units back there.
All right, well, I guess it's an HVAC company then. All right. Well, in the meantime, I am headed south towards Simpleville, and I will talk to you tomorrow. K82HXS K4VWA. I'm clear, big guy, and I'm headed south in monitoring.
Is it K4 or KN4?
November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha.
KN4VWA, KBBB as in boy, 2, hotel, 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 x-ray, 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 Sierra, Sierra, Sierra. Anyway, KB2HXS, just having fun.
4VWA, monitoring.
Ditto.